Hey sis, how long until dinner is ready?
It'll be ready in about 5 minutes. Would you be a dear and hand me that container?
Sure. So, this is the stuff, huh?
Yes, Elizabeth. He won't even taste it when it goes down. Remember, we'll have about 30 minutes to set up once he falls asleep. I do hope I won't have to scold you for not getting the rest of our preparations ready. I don't want your habit of procrastination to impede upon our hard work.
Relax, sis. I won't fuck this up for anything. Fine, sorry. Language, I know. You do realize I'm probably gonna be cursing a lot tonight, right?
I realized I couldn't do much to stop you when soap in your mouth didn't work. Pretending to cry only worked so long, too.
Shut up, Mom.
That's big sister to you, young lady.
So, why today? I'm not complaining. Just curious.
Amelia said we had to do it today for the plan to work best. Not that I'm complaining. He looked positively adorable in his jammies with his old X-Men shirt on.
Well, yeah. He does look pretty cute. Cozy always does. But those bottoms hug his ass so damn nicely.
I'm going to divvy up the food and make note of which plate is his. We're lucky I usually pass out all of our food, or it might seem odd. You can go get him. I suspect Amelia, like always, already knows that dinner is ready and is on her way already.
I got you. I'll go snag him. What's up, little bro? Cool. Bloodborne is a kick-ass game, man. It's still in those pajamas, huh? Yeah, I know they're comfy. So go, whatever it was. What matters is you could rock them in public if you wanted. Stretchy stuff. God, I could just pin him down here now. What? Sorry, I spaced out there. Oh, that's right. Well, I don't need an excuse to come see my sweet little brother. It's actually time for dinner. And since you're in the hunter's dream, it's the perfect time for you to get off. Ah, gotcha. Yeah, you bet I'm gonna carry you to the table. Gotta keep my arm strong somehow, right? Come on, Your Highness.
Aw, hey, sweetie. Still comfy in those cute little PJs, I see. Go ahead and sit down. I made your favorite.
Hello, sisters.
Hello, brother. You look very nice today, little brother.
Well, you two need to take your seat. Sit properly. That's better. I worked hard on today's meal, so I do hope you all enjoy it.
These are the ropes. They're strong, but they feel nice. Plus, he shouldn't get rope burn.
He looks so peaceful.
Wrists and ankles, like so.
Leave them on. It would be better if we just move them out of the way.
Are you certain that won't hurt too much?
Nah. I made sure not to get anything too rough.
Well, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. It's cute, seeing you struggle like that. Those little attempts at thrashing.
You would never get out of those binds. I helped tie them. You never were so strong. Not very tall either. The ideal male body, if you ask me. Able to be loved by any girl worth a damn. Not the pansy little princesses who wait on the sidelines for boys to come to them. Cute, weak, submissive men. Now that is the good shit.
Oh, sweetheart, screaming won't do you any good. You're forgetting how far out this house is. That's how we convinced you to stay with us, back when we told you to drop out of university. You didn't need to be out in the city.
What do you mean, honey? What do we want? Oh, honey, I think you know.
We
want
you. You're all mine now.
Sis, I think you meant ours. He's all ours.
Right, of course. At least he is for now.
We should explain that to him. Sweetie, we're gonna copulate with you. No. Don't try to protest. Listen to Big Sister. Be a good boy. Now we're all going to have sex with you. Only one of us could be your wife, so this is gonna help you choose. Of course, we'll be sharing you with each other, but still, being your wife is the highest honor.
The fuck you mean no?
Oh, sugar. You really don't have a say in this. At all.
Don't you love your big sisters? We've taken care of you since you were a baby. When mom and dad weren't there, and let's be honest, that was most of the time, we took over for them. You don't love us like that? Not even me? But, sweetie...
It doesn't matter. That's why I shared this plan with you. We'll fuck him until he does. I'll fuck him until he loves me. Sex bonds people together. Electrochemically in the brain. You won't even have a choice but to love me. Especially not with all those special little drugs in your system. Your oxytocin is going to be much higher than even during normal sex. You will love me back, brother.
Again, too much I, not enough we in your statements, Emilia.
My bad.
I suspect he understands well enough. I propose we begin.
Agreed. Just low enough for your cock to show. You look too cute in these bottoms to just take them all the way off.
We should let him see us, one at a time now. Look at me, little brother. No. Don't close those gorgeous eyes of yours. We'll have to do something to keep them open if you do. That's a good boy. Now look at your big sister. Or would you rather call me Mommy? I know Mother was never there for you. I've been told many times that I was the real mother in our family. You called me both as a child. Look at Big Sister. Look at Mommy. You always said I looked like a princess. Do I look like a princess to you now? I'm not wearing one of my pretty dresses anymore. Just the cloth on my head, my intricate lingerie. Leaves and vines of ebony black contrasted to my pale skin running across my body, keeping these stockings clinging to my plump but firm thighs, running across this flat, tight stomach to my heaving bosom. My ample chest, supported by these plants of cloth, encircling them, yet revealing my erect nipples. My bush, trimmed and lovely, highlighting the space to my virgin wetness. I'm already soaked for you, my brother, and my love. My little prince. Do you remember when you suckled from me? I still lactate and have for years. When I asked, you would drink from me, relieving me of my discomfort. Ugh. How I wish for you to suckle me again, my little prince. My darling little brother. Am I beautiful to you? Because as I have always told you, you're beautiful in every way to me. No matter what it takes, little brother, we will be like those couples in the books I read to you every night. I love you, and we will have our happily ever after.
Hey. I think you've shown him enough, Elise. He's already hard. Aww. Look, little bro. You mean more to me than anyone. You're sweet, sincere, and wonderful in every way. I tried my best to be close to you. Elise basically took over for Mom. And I wanted to be the best big sister ever. We always hung out. Sometimes we would get into trouble, like that one time I convinced you to help me attack the bee's nest on Mr. Henderson's yard. Remember that? It always tried to take the blame for me. But God knows I wouldn't let that happen. I was heartbroken when you didn't like sports, but you'd still play basketball with me. And we kicked ass at TF2 together. You're my adorable little nerd. I may have become popular, but I only ever really cared about what you thought. I remember when you started getting bullied. And I whooped their asses 5 ways to Sunday. Even the jocks couldn't take me. Captain of the soccer team, wrestler, and a master in judo, capoeira, and Krav Maga. I was your knight. And you were my little prince. All of my physical prowess was ultimately for you. I didn't dress as fancy as the least did for this. But I don't really need to. Aside from these knee highs, I'm in the buff. As you can see. Look at your knight. Look at Big Sister. I've gotten you to see me before while I was changing. But never to this extent. I have big tits too. And even though they interfered with sports, maybe they can convince you to love me back. My skin is more tan than theirs because of how much I was outside. I shave myself down there for this. I hope you like it. This body is toned and strong. I may not act much like a girl, but I very much am one. This girl would like nothing more for you to be her man.
Look, little bro. Look at me. I am your guardian angel, Sugar Bear. I was the one to come to you late at night. To hear all of your thoughts and frustrations. I've always been your confidant, my little snuggle muffin. I'd massage you and pet your head and tell you how perfect you are. I'd go to sleep with you to make sure my little pumpkin was comfy and safe. I'd watch you at school to make sure you weren't picked on. And when you were, I punished them for fucking daring to touch my little turtle dove. Remember Jack? I put him in that wheelchair. Remember Matthew? I'm why he became blind. There are more, but I'm certain you understand now the depth of my devotion for you. I've always got tabs on you, no matter where you go. You've always been safe under my watch. This corset frames my tits nicely, doesn't it, Dreamboat? These nice, full tits. Oh, they belong to you, Cupcake. Lacy thigh highs and crotchless panties. Look at my pussy. There's almost a stream of wetness leaking for you. You are my soulmate, and I will make love to you tonight.
Shh, baby, there's no need to cry. You're fully erect now, so we're gonna start playing with your gorgeous manhood. I'm gonna start licking your shaft, baby. No, quit trying to get away. It's no use. Oh, that's sweet begging. I'm sorry, baby, but I have to do this. Remember, this is because I love you.
Your cock, at least the tip, is mine to suck, darling brother.
Oh God, finally. You know what I'm gonna do, bro? I'm gonna fucking please your ass so good. Telling me no one change it. I promise you'll like it. I swear. I wanted to eat this ass for years. Yeah, that's right. I wanted to eat the fuck out of my little brother's asshole. You have no idea how many times I masturbated to the thought of rimming you.
His cock twitches when you spank him like that. Do you like getting spanked, little brother? I could put you over my knee and spank you sometime if you like. No? Bad boy. No lying to big sister allowed. Just for that? I'm gonna focus on your frenulum.
I'm gonna drip his sweet cheeks in my hands and just spread them apart a bit. Oh, baby brother, your ass looks delicious. I'm going to. Start here. Get you used to a sensation. Tastes so good. Such a cute little taint. My baby bro has such a sweet little ass.
Please don't make you come. Are you close to your orgasm? Oh, good boy. I'm glad little prince told big sister. Amelia, stop sucking.
I guess we can't have him popping just yet.
Will you be staying down there, Liz?
I didn't draw the virginity straw, so I'm gonna move on from high taint now and start actually rimming him, okay?
Very well. Amelia and I will take our places.
You're gonna love this part, baby. Oh, I swear it. I just gotta hold you above me like this.
I can't get at your ass even better now that it's in the air. Fuck, little one. I'm gonna start pressing my tongue gently against your asshole. Just like that. I'm not gonna stop. Quit asking. I'm gonna tongue your ass so good. Fuck. You're gonna love this.
Oh, move my sexy hair to your face. I want you to lick it. No? Sweetie, you can either learn how to lick a girl and realize how much you love my pussy, or I can ride your face while you're unconscious. Be a good boy and make the right choice. Oh, heavens, good boy. I'll just set my hands into this long hair of yours and gently guide your adorable little head. Oh, little brother, that feels so good. Oh, good boy. Oh, just like that.
Yeah? That feels good, huh?
So good.
Don't fucking lie to me. I see your cock twitching.
Oh, good boy.
You feel my tongue slowly press deeper into your hole each time? Yeah? You're a big boy now. You can take it. Caught every time you wet. These PJ bottoms. I just want to ram my face into this ass and rim you against the wall. Your ass doesn't disappoint. I can spread these cheeks and just bury my face in there. Which is exactly what I'm gonna do, little brother. I'm gonna wrap my hands around your thighs and hold my head right against your ass. This tongue is going all the way in. Breathing is what the nose is for. Eating your sweet ass is what my tongue is for.
Now it's time. I'm gonna wrap my legs around you and guide your hips with my hands. Your virgin cock is going into my virgin cunt. Quit shaking your head. Keep that buried in Elise's cunt. You're already so close to popping. That seed will be mine. Yes! Fuck yes! Mine! Your virginity is mine, sugar. Your virginity belongs to Big Sister Amelia. You're already so close to coming. But so am I. Just sucking your cock got me so close. Oh, my legs are stronger than they look, huh? I'm not as strong as Lizzie, but I'm stronger than you. Oh, we could fuck you easily without these ropes. But I wanted them. It makes this easier. And so much hotter, don't you think? That's rhetorical. Don't answer that. Just keep licking that cunt. Oh, fuck my pussy, soulmate. Feel me slamming you down into me while Lizzie eats the fuck out of your ass. Oh, are you gonna come for Big Sis? Of course you are. Why wouldn't you come for your soulmate?
You close? You close, my little prince? Big Sis has a trick for you. That pussy might be tight enough, but I can help you orgasm even better from here. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna start sucking on your balls. And I'm gonna finger your asshole. Yeah? My fingers are going in your ass. I'll start with my pinky, so it doesn't hurt too much. And we'll see if you need more from there. Your ass is already getting greedy. Did it like my tongue in it that bad? You liked it that much? I'll rim you every day from now on. I'm gonna hold you down and tongue fuck your ass. Oh, look at that. Two fingers.
Oh, baby. Oh, so close to coming. Are you close? Not if you're close. Yeah? You're gonna orgasm?
I want you to come with me. You're gonna come with me, and you're gonna fill me up with your cum. I'm ovulating right now. Oh, so you have to get me pregnant. Don't even bother trying to say no. It's gonna happen because we love each other.
And we should all come together. Oh, yes. Oh, God, yes. I'm gonna...
Go on.
We're gonna... Together. We're gonna...
Come.
Oh, my God. 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 I'm coming.
Oh, God, that was wonderful. I'd love to keep going like this, but that was just my turn. So I'll just slide out from under you.
You get to engage in prurient forbidden love with my virgin folds next, brother. Your cock is still rearing to go. We put Viagra in your food, too, so we can make sure we all get a turn.
I'd have you give me cunnilingus, but I doubt that eating cum is a means of expressing affection, so I'll just strap this face dildo onto you. Now you can fuck my pussy again, but without tasting your own cum. Don't worry, honey pie. I'll be very gentle with your darling head. I love you. I'll love you forever. Mine. You're mine. You're mine forever.
I'll straddle you now, brother. I promise I'll ride you so well. It'll feel like gliding through a soft velvet embrace. I love you.
This sensation is something I'm sure you're not used to, bro. So we'll start off in a low setting. What I've got is a vibrator. I'm sure you're familiar with them, but never really used one. Which makes sense, given that they're really designed for girls. But if used correctly, you better believe that they can do wonders for boys. That delicious ass of yours should be nice and sensitive now. So what I'm gonna do is press this against the tight ring, nestle with those cheeks. Whoop. You fucked a little from that. Your body likes that vibrator up against your ass and team. Now I'm gonna lay here and put my legs to your side. I'm gonna rub my pussy. Begins his vibrator. You're gonna fuck. You're gonna push it against each other. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, brother. I love you so much. Your penis feels so good and big, sister.
Oh, God, brother, you're such a big boy. And such a good boy. You don't even know. And how few sisters would go to these lengths to make you... to feel good? To make you understand? Fuck, that feels good. How loved you are. I think we can go a bit faster now.
Lizzie, you're making him buck up into me. Oh, sweetie. Oh, this is so good.
You know something, sugar? I'm glad that you were such a reserved boy. If you'd gone around talking to girls, or God forbid, had them talking to you. Forget Lizzie's reaction. I'd probably have had to kill them. None of those girls deserve you. Only we do. Oh, you're a saint for even letting them look at you. Fuck. Oh, such a precious boy.
Feels like you like all this, despite your whimpering. Yeah. I'd be more than happy to teach you even more ways to feel good. Given those balls and feel. It looks like they're about to drain. Are you ready to come again? Yeah. Good boy. Come with us.
Yes, do it. Look up at me while you come. Don't make me hold them open. That's my good fucking boy. That's my pumpkin.
Yes, sweetie. Give me that cup. Give your love child. Oh, my darling little brother. Come with me, please. I'm goodness, I'm
Well, fuck me. That was good. I think you like that too.
Oh, you're such a wonderfully giving lover. Let me slip that off.
There we go. I'm gonna go put this on the dresser over there. Then guess what, little bro? Then it's my turn to have you pop my cherry.
I'm going to get the thing. You two can progress while I go grab it.
Oh, baby. Are you still crying? Here. Let big sister kiss your tears away.
You get my virginity, and I think that despite what you might say, that you're gonna like this. I'm gonna lift your legs up. Like this. Tell me, little brother. Have you ever heard of something called the Amazon position? I think it's just about the hardest ever made. Other than you. I get to fuck you in it. Thank you, my submissive little boy slut. Which of course you are now.
Here. Stick my nipple in your mouth. There you go. Suckle it. Oh. I think that oxytocin is really starting to hit you. Keep sucking. Get all that milk out for me, sweetie. Oh, such a good boy.
I'm gonna line you up with my unused opening. Like that. Now all I've gotta do is... Don't fuck me. That's good. I don't want full cock, you know, little brother. Oh, fuck me. Oh, that's good. What a wonderful cock you have, little brother. What? You thought I'd start slow? Oh no. Definitely not. I want your cock too much for that, little brother. I'm a big, strong girl. I can't take it. Fuck. This is so fucking hot. Me holding your legs. Fucking you like you're my war prize. How's that, huh? You like being my little war prize? I fucking love it. You're my little conquest. How's that, huh? The sister who faced all her brother's foes like his knight. So that she could claim him. Fuck. My tits are bouncing so much when I pound you into me. My eyes are glued to them. Following them like a moth to light. You like that little prince? Yeah? Yeah, you little brother slut. You're a slut for your fucking sister. And you should just admit it. That's right. I might be your favorite. I'm pleased in so many ways. And I'll keep doing it. I'll make sure I'm your favorite. My little nerd. You're gonna bust in your wall goddess sister. Fucking do it. Do it with me. Let's come together. Yeah. Come and me. Cement our new relationship. Fuck. Fuck, that was good. Elise, take your fat tit out of his mouth. I'm gonna kiss him. I'm gonna kiss my little brother. Good boy. You didn't even try to fight that time.
Oh, look what I brought, baby brother. Do you remember this? Yeah. This was your old blankie that you loved so much as a child. When mother threw it out, we were heartbroken. When we found it, we all simply knew it would make a perfect post-fuck gift. It wasn't cheap to get back, but it was worth it for you. There you go. We'll wrap you up in it.
Can you say thank you, sweetie?
Oh, listen to him. He's beside himself with pleasure. For a boy who was so fussy at first, you sure are looking blissful. I think our special little concoction is helping the romantic bonding process quite nicely.
Here, sweetie. Suckle from my other breast. Yes, that's it, my love. Good boy.
I'll just gently massage you like I used to. Get these muscles nice and relaxed. Maybe we can ditch the rope soon.
Yeah.
I'm gonna suck your cock until it goes down. You can't just leave your cock still hard. When it's our fault, it's like that. Though, we would never leave it that way. Even if it wasn't.